Hey, Stage Combat listeners. While we're busy in the studio editing season 2 of Stage Combat, A Mental Health Story for you, I hope you'll enjoy this bonus episode. Actually, it's more of a bonus nugget. I had a quick chat with Fran Pinter-Parrott. She's the designer of the Stage Combat icon that you see every time you listen to an episode. And I wanted to learn more about what was her inspiration in designing the icon. So I hope you enjoy this chat.
You're listening to a bonus episode of Stage Combat, A Mental Health Story.
Hi, everyone. It's Sean Hayden here with Stage Combat, A Mental Health Story, with a special conversation with Fran Pinter-Parrott. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. How are you doing?
Good. Fran is the designer of the podcast icon for Stage Combat, A Mental Health Story. And I know I have heard from so many of you out there what a lasting impression the icon has made on you, particularly as we started our teaser campaign. It was the first thing that we put out there. And I really wanted to have the opportunity to speak with Fran and also talk about what was your inspiration in creating the icon. First of all, where do you live? You're in California.
Yeah, I live in Los Angeles. I actually live slightly out of LA City in Topanga, up in the Santa Monica Mountains. So it's a pretty beautiful place to live and work. So quite lucky about that.
And we met on an Upwork app.
We did.
We were just starting the podcast and I put an ad out. And I believe I said something along the lines that it was a mental health podcast that takes place in the theater industry, and that we were looking for something that sort of evoked vertigo, Hitchcock's vertigo, film noir came to mind. And you responded back and said, this is right up my alley.
I did indeed. Yeah, I think we also talked about the sort of Agatha Christie covers. So kind of
yes,
all of those, as you say, sort of noir, murder mystery-esque, high contrast, evocative pieces of artwork. And I was like, yeah, can't wait. Sign me up.
Yeah. And that was something I responded to. My husband is an Agatha Christie freak. He's read them all multiple times. So he can tell you the plot line of anything. And that, you know, this was my personal story, but you can't deny that it takes place in a very theatrical setting.
Oh my God. Absolutely. The minute you started to tell me about all this stuff, like my mind just kind of, it was all over. I had so many ideas just right off the bat. It's just such a evocative place. Just immediately you were like, Google this place. And I was like, wow, this is a fantastic setting for this story.
Yeah. And there was, I think I told you, you know, there was a sense for me personally, a sense of isolation in this story. The location is very isolated. It's 2.5 hours away from New York City. And so you said, why don't I send you a few sketches?
Absolutely. Yeah. And we started off with, I think, 3 sketches.
3, yes.
And one of them, you were just like, that's it.
Yeah. And I want to tell the listeners, just the initial sketch that Fran sent, it's pretty much what you see in the icon. There was some refining, but you hit it out of the park before we were under even contract to have you design it. And that blew me away.
I know. I thought we were going to go through a whole process, and like inevitably you do, and as you say, there's always refinement, but you know, I think it was one where we just kind of immediately connected on what you could kind of see in your head, and not even necessarily what you're trying to see your head, but what you were trying to relay with a graphic. And particularly with podcasts, you know, they're not necessarily large icons. Often people are looking at them on their phones. They need to be kind of eye-catching, but especially when you're trying to tell these sort of deep and meaningful stories, you have to capture so many elements in a tiny, tiny icon. And that was kind of the challenge, but it was an exciting one to kind of just immediately dive into. I mean, we had a few ideas, but that one was also my favorite. So I'm glad that that's the way it went.
Yeah. And I think that you and, you know, I told you a little bit about my mental health story, but you were able to, with The Falling Man and A Lone Figure in the Window, you were able to capture, and it still gets me to think about it, you were able to capture the essence of a mental health crisis in a figuratively and a dramatic sense. Because what I actually said, I said, Fran, it's going to open with me on the floor of the theater where I've collapsed. And I said, I think it's probably like a crime scene with a body on the floor. But then you came up with that. And how did that happen?
I think I just wanted that sense of a lot of people find a lot of solace in these kinds of environments, but also they can be incredibly isolating. You or the character captured in that image was literally kind of being expelled from it, was isolated by it. There was a sense that there wasn't any help, you know, and I think that that was what I kind of really wanted to relay, that it's not only is it this awful descent, but it's the catalyst of that descent, that complete lack of support. And I think, you know, we even went through iterations where maybe there were additional characters in the window, whatnot. But ultimately, we started with the one and we stayed with the one. And that sense that the building has a character, there are obviously a lot of characters in the story itself that play a really integral role to the whole thing. And trying to capture that moment, that sense of helplessness and falling and inevitability whilst everyone's just looking on.
Yeah, it was so much of, I think anyone who's had a mental health struggle relates to that feeling of being in a descent. And it emotionally just, when I saw it, it just had an emotional pack, but it also was the lone figure in the window. Because I think that lone figure represents so many things. If intentionally or unintentionally, if you listen to the podcast, does it represent a particular person in our story? Or is it representative of how too often when someone is struggling that we just stand by?
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for sharing with us your inspiration. We look forward to sharing more of your artwork in season 2 of Stage Combat. For right now, we have the images for you and Tojori on our social media. And of course, every time you go to wherever you get your podcast, to hit follow to get that next episode, you'll always see Fran Pinter-Parrott's work in the icon.
Thank you so much for having me on to talk about it.